Hey guys, welcome to the Faith Conversations podcast special edition episode. This is Jessica Cabrera and I am your host. I'm so excited to be here with you today for this special edition podcast where I am not interviewing a podcast guest, but I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking with you guys about really why this podcast exists. And I want to share with everyone the heart behind not only doing the podcast, but why is it important that we talk about what God is doing on earth and what God is doing in our lives, and how does that play into the bigger picture? So that's what I'm going to spend the next little bit of time on, just really talking it out for us to better understand why we're here, why we have these conversations, and what does it matter in the big scheme of things? Because frankly, I'm a pretty busy person. I know that I don't spend a lot of time on this podcast talking about my own personal life and personal stories, but in this special edition, I'm going to share a little bit more about me and about my perspective on things so that you guys can get to know me a little bit better as well. So I am a career professional. I work in Washington, D.C. I'm a mother of two teenage boys. I'm a wife of a husband who owns his own business here in the DC, Maryland, Virginia area. We moved to this area about 4 years ago from South Carolina, which is where I'm originally from. My husband is from Chile, South America, which has been kind of a defining part of our relationship. It's part of our story, really, because we met in the United States, but when I was in college, I lived in Chile. And so I actually already spoke Chilean Spanish and understood the Chilean culture and had Chilean friends and had gone to a Chilean school all before I ever met my husband in the United States. And so this has led us into really an interesting marriage and family dynamic of having Chilean American kids. We speak Spanish at home, and the Chilean language and culture, Spanish language and culture, is a big part of our life, and it's also part of our story for us as well. So you'll hear me refer to some of those things whenever I'm talking during our conversations on this podcast. And I attend a church in the Northern Virginia area, Burke Community Church, affectionately known as BCC. I do this podcast in partnership with Burke Community Church, as you'll see online. And I'm currently, as I'm talking to you guys, sitting in the church's studio where I'm able to use their equipment to record here. And I'm just very thankful for the partnership that we have to do this. So that's a little bit about me. I think what I really want to dig into today is to think a little bit more about faith stories. So this podcast is all about really sharing authentic conversations about faith journeys, understanding how have people come to know God through Christ. Why have they, you know, what is it that led them to Christianity or into really surrendering their life to God and believing that Jesus is who he says he is and that God did what he said he was going to do? And then also just from that point forward, okay, well, what does that mean now? I mean, what have you learned about God? How have you experienced him? What does relationship with God look like? And what would you say to someone who is struggling to believe? The reason why I think this is so, I mean, gosh, I could just go on and on, but I think this is so critically important because I recognize that I can sit in a church service for weeks and weeks, if not months and months or years and years on end, and never hear the stories of the people that are sitting around me. When I worship, I look around me and I see myself as part of a community of people that are all coming together for the same reason, to worship the same God, for being who he is to all of us corporately. And when I do, that just elevates this sense of awe and wonder and incredible participation in something that is happening on earth that is spiritual in nature, where God himself is interacting and intervening with each of our individual lives in a personal way. And the way that I celebrate God and worship God and thank God and give praise to God changes because of the fact that it's not just about me or what he's done in my life. It's about all of us. It's about the fact that he's working in all of our lives. But here's the thing. If you've never heard someone's story, if you don't know anyone else's faith journey, if you don't understand how are people, whenever they say they're a Christian, what does that mean? Or whenever they say that they believe in Jesus, why? Choosing to walk in relationship with God puts you on a path where we all have unique experiences, but those experiences are also very consistent across who God is. So we've got these personalized, unique experiences of encountering God, experiencing God, learning about God, knowing God, who God is, and figuring it out kind of on our own in a way. But then when you put all of those stories together, you realize it is the same God. We're telling a very similar story. We're experiencing him in very similar ways, even though we're not talking to one another about it. And there is this accentuates how remarkable God is, how personal and unique he is to each one of us, but yet how consistent and trustworthy and dependable and faithful he is, and how faithful and trustworthy he is to his own character. All of these things are remarkable because if you're not sure what to believe, and then you find out that God is this faithful and dependable and consistent, he's an anchor, he's a rock, however you want to refer to him, then suddenly the idea of trusting in him and having faith in him becomes a lot more accessible. And that's why I think it's so important for us to tell the stories of what God is doing in our lives, because faith should not, it is mysterious, but it should not be out of reach. It should not be inaccessible to people. Faith has to be accessible because God is accessible. And so our stories have to be accessible. So that's one of the reasons it's really about bringing the power of testimony into corporate worship. And I can tell you, after I've heard the stories that I've heard by interviewing people on this podcast, my worship, when I go to sing a song, whether it be in my bathroom while I'm blow drying my hair in the morning, or if it be at church on a Sunday morning, when I'm worshiping and singing a song and singing praises to God, I am thinking not only about Jessica's story, I'm thinking about everyone else's stories of faith and deliverance and faithfulness, and I will recall them in my mind and in my heart, and it will anchor my faith and bolster my faith and lift me up in times of need. And I know that if it does that for me, it can do that for you too. So we want to bring these stories to the spotlight in order to encourage and increase the faith of those who listen. Another reason why I believe we need to talk about our faith journeys and we need to bring this to the forefront is because God commanded us to do it, and he has designed his kingdom on earth to work this way. And frankly, I believe that a lot of Christian communities or churches, particularly in certain demographics, have kind of lost the art of story, bringing storytelling into the church and into our corporate setting. I'll just give you a couple of examples. Over the 30 years that I've been doing this, I've been in lots of different Bible studies. I've been in women's groups. I've been in life groups. I've been in small groups, whatever people want to call them, but ways that people are joining together to be in community with one another and in a faith community, which is so super important. I've also attended, obviously, Sunday morning worship services, and I've done, you know, lots of these things, as have many people who are walking in faith. And it really blows my mind that I could be in multiple seasons of Bible studies on Wednesday nights, for example, with people that are also experiencing God, not only in their current day-to-day life, but they have had past experiences where God has shown himself to them and anchored their faith and anchored their understanding of God through these through either experiences or revelation of the word through the Bible or whatever the case is, where God has kind of opened their spiritual eyes to who he is and what he's like. They've had these experiences, and I could sit in class with them for 2-3 months or maybe even 2-3 years and never know what they've experienced. And I know that we don't all have to share everything with everyone. I understand that there's not some requirement that we all do that, and that's fine. But I do believe that we are commanded by God to tell of his goodness, to tell of his work. And I think it's super important that we not overlook the fact that this is something that God commands us to do. It is really all throughout the Bible. In fact, God is telling a story, right? There's this meta narrative that God is telling from beginning to end, but then there's also all these other stories in between. I mean, God himself inspired people to write this down and wrote these words through others to be able to leave these words for us. So clearly, it's important to God that we document what he's done and that we remember what he's done. And we see all throughout scripture, as he's leading the Israelites, he constantly commands them to remember. He is constantly acknowledging that we are quick to forget. So the way for us to not forget what he has done is to remember, to purposefully and intentionally remember. So I encourage anyone listening, if you don't have a practice of remembering what God has done in your life, please do it. Pause, stop, start writing it down, sit down with a friend over coffee and just say, hey, let's talk. I just kind of want to reflect over the years and think about the things that have happened in my life and where I've seen God. Because once you do that one time, then you'll be inclined to do it again and again and again. And telling the stories of God's goodness and God's power and God's presence in your life will become something that you bring into your relationships. It will also become something you bring into your prayer life. We cannot forget when we have encountered God Almighty working in our midst, and we cannot treat that as if it's not special. So I just feel so convicted over this, that we have to do better at bringing the stories of God's power and goodness and faithfulness to the table for all to hear. This is how the early church grew. It is how the church will continue to grow. And God will take what we do to declare of his goodness, to obey him, to walk with him in obedience, and he will multiply it for generations and generations. But if we stay silent, which is exactly what Satan wants us to do, it will not be prolific the way that it will be if we are not fearful about speaking up on what God's done. And if we begin to speak up and share, we just can't be afraid to say out loud what God has done. So I want to bring a couple of Bible verses just so that you guys know that I'm not just passionate about this because Jessica cares about it, but this is very much something that's throughout the Bible, and we find it everywhere in the book of Psalms. But we see Psalm 77:11 says, I shall remember the deeds of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. Then in verse 14, you have made known your might among the peoples. We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done. We have to do this. We cannot hide these stories. We have to share what God has done, and we have to do it over and over and over again. And I will say to every podcast guest who's been on this podcast, telling the story on this podcast is not the end. This is the beginning. This is just a chance, one medium in which we can share stories, but we have to find ways to share over and over again. Psalm 78:7 says, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. We see in 1 Chronicles 16, make known his deeds among the peoples. tell of his wondrous works, seek the Lord and his strength, seek his presence continually, remember the wondrous works he has done, sing to the Lord all the earth, tell of his salvation from day to day, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all peoples. We cannot think that it's okay to not declare what God has done. And again, there's not one way to do this. And we don't have to say all things to all people. We don't have to share every single detail. Maybe there's certain things that are shared with certain people and other things that are shared with other people. But I do think it's important that we're purposeful and intentional about telling of the good works that God has done, declaring his glory, declaring his goodness, and not stopping, because that is what he has commanded us to do. And it is part of how others will come to know him. In Revelations, we see that people are saved by the blood of the Lamb and the power of the testimony. So of course we have to have the blood of the Lamb. There has to be blood shed for the sin. We're not just going to be able to be like, oh yeah, you know, I'm broken and sinful, but there's no way to pay for that. No, there has to be a payment for that. And Jesus has paid that for us so that we can live in victory, so that we can live this free life where we can be restored into right relationship with God. And in that restored relationship with God, we're able to follow him and obey him. And as we do, we get to know him and see him and experience him. And he shows up and he shows us who he is. And when we find out who he is, we look right back at the Bible and we're like, oh my gosh, it's the same exact God. The same exact God that we read of in the Bible is the God that is working in our lives today. And as you hear the stories on this podcast, if you listen regularly, story after story, it is so interesting to see how many different backgrounds and life experiences where people are coming. And some people start when, you know, they're early, like 3 years old, and others not until they're 30 years old. And some people come from Christian families and some people don't come from Christian families. And there's a lot of diversity in circumstances, but God is the same. And whenever we see that, we are able to confidently know that God is who he says he is. When we go to the word of God and we see who God is, and then we recognize that through the power of the testimony, we see him working in our midst, and we're able to declare that to one another, it saves us. It saves our soul. Jesus can save our soul through faith in him, and testimonies incite and build faith. So when we come together to share these stories on this podcast, one, it's a vehicle for people who come together to acknowledge and worship God together, to be able to know one another's stories, you know, to be able to understand where people are coming from and how God has worked in their life. And then secondly, we're obeying God to tell stories, and we need to find more ways to tell stories. More churches need to be telling stories. More worship ministries need to be sharing, and not just what God did in my life this week, but also how did it all start, and what have I learned about God, and where has God showed up in my life? And part of this, guys, is because of my own personal journey. I have some remarkable stories of having witnessed and experienced God work in miraculous ways in my life. He has shown up for me in my deepest, darkest moments. He has met me in the midst of my confusion. He has called me in at times when I was completely rebellious and did not want to answer, and he stuck it out with me. And he's led me on a path that I never would have traveled if it hadn't been for him leading me, because I would have gone my own way. I would have done my own thing. And he was faithful and true to just stick it out with me. And And I have struggled to tell my stories. I've struggled to find outlets to be able to share. I've attended churches for years where no one knew what had happened in my life, not in the past and often not in the present. And so I'm passionate about having a medium, a vehicle for people to be able to share what God has done and how we've seen him interact with people here on earth. I often turn it to Isaiah 55. If you've ever been on my ministry site at jessicacabrera.org, then if you want to know more about it, then you can go to the about page and you can read a little bit more. But Isaiah 55 has been a chapter that has resurfaced in my life over and over again. And back in 2010, I was in a really dark place, really struggling in my faith and just struggling with weariness and struggling with all sorts of struggles in our household. And I actually had a son that was born in January of 2010. And during that year, I just kind of lost hope. I felt like I had been praying for all of these different things for a very long time. And I just wasn't seeing a positive outcome, right? I wasn't experiencing relief. And then as soon as I felt like maybe there was something good happening, something bad would happen again. And I had gotten to the point that I was just like, I can't look into the future and be hopeful. I'm not thinking about tomorrow and thinking maybe it'd be better. I'm thinking tomorrow is probably going to be worse. And so I really just wish I didn't have to face it. And in the midst of this, I had been going to the Bible. I had been reading, I'd been praying. And of course it was intermittent. It wasn't like, you know, this faithful every day for lots of hours a day or anything like that. But I was not completely disconnected. I was just struggling. I wasn't feeling like I was hearing from God. I didn't feel like God was answering any of my prayers. And I wasn't having hope in that moment. And I came across Isaiah 55, which really spoke to me in so many different ways, because it starts out saying, "Come everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligent to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me here, that your soul may live. And I will make you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love. Behold, I made David a witness to the peoples, a leader, a commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you." And after kicking off that way, Isaiah 55 around verse 6 really goes into telling us what to do. What should we do about it? It says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him." Isn't that great? He's saying, let the wicked return to the Lord. Let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts and return to the Lord. Why? Not to be disciplined, not to be told, where did you go? Why did you go there? Why did you do that? You're terrible. You're a bad person. No. It says, why should they return to the Lord? Here it is. That he may have compassion on them. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. He wants us to come to him so that he can have compassion on us and so that he can pardon our sins. Wow. And then he explains why this works. So verse 8 says, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declare the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain, and then he explains it. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. So what we're learning here is that God does not do anything without it being on purpose. He is an extremely purpose-driven God, and he calls us to be purpose-driven people. And then the end tells us what will happen when we do these things. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. Yeah, that was very much what I wanted at the time. And then we get a little bit of a nature party going on. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And this verse right here that I'm about to read to you struck me to my core, and I can't really explain it because I don't, it's not like the most powerful verse in scripture, but for me in my life, it changed my life actually. It says, instead of the thorn, and the other translation says thorn bush, shall come up a cypress, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And when I read that line right there, I realized, you know what? That's what I feel like. I feel like I'm in a thorn bush. I feel like I'm, if I move to the right, it hurts. If I move to the left, it hurts. If I go forward, it hurts. If I move backward, it hurts. I pray and it's still there. I ask for relief and it still hurts. And I just am so done that I just feel like, what's the point if in praying, what's the point in hoping if I'm just going to sit here in this thorn bush and I can't get out? That's how I felt. And this verse actually planted a seed of hope in me because it says, instead of the thorn bush shall come up a cypress. And I thought to myself, well, maybe it won't be like this forever. And not only is it gonna end, but it's going to grow into something strong and big and beautiful that provides shade and restoration. And that moment right there gave me hope. It gave me hope that maybe I would feel better one day. And I held on to that. I held on to that for 14 years. And in July of 2024, God brought me back to this verse because I was asking God, God, you've done so much in my life. You have shown up in such big ways. You've done so many remarkable things. But why? Like, I feel just humbled that I've been able to experience these things, but why? Why did you do all of this? It's almost like I feel like he shouldn't have done so many great things in my life. I feel like he should, you know, like I'm just not, I don't understand. Why would you deliver me so many times? Why would you help me so many times? Why would you change my course so many times? Why would you show up so many times? I do believe that you love me, but it's almost like this is intense how much you've done. Why? And he brought me back to this verse. And do you know what it says in the second part of that verse, right after it says, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle? It says, last sentence of the chapter says, and it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. And God answered my question and he said, Jessica, it's because it's going to make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. And right then I knew I had to tell my stories. I had to help other people tell their stories. I needed to be a part of a church that wanted to tell stories, because we've got to testify to what God has done. So that, my friends, is what brings me here. It's what has me doing this podcast. It's because I believe that God has done these things in our life, and they will make a name for him, and it will be an everlasting sign that won't be cut off. And in the midst of all of the chaos and turmoil and disappointments and confusion and struggle that we all face, don't you want something everlasting? Don't you want something that never will never be cut off, that cannot be defeated? I do. So we need to hear who he is, what he's done, so that we will in faith come to him, surrender our lives to him, and trust him with everything that we do. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for being a part of this special edition, and stay tuned for the next special edition podcast. Go to the description of today's episode to find more information about what we discussed. If you like this podcast, please click follow, share it with a friend, or leave us a review. And get excited, because new episodes release every week.